When you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about your out-of-pocket costs. That can be a lot of money. But are your bills accurate? Well, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. HealthLock can help you. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. To date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. So to save, visit HealthLock.com today. That's HealthLock.com today.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.
KFI AM 640. You're listening to the John and Ken Show on demand on the iHeartRadio app. On the radio 1 till 4 after 4 o'clock on the iHeart app. It's the John and Ken on demand podcast. And you could hear everything that you missed, and you could play it all weekend long.
And we'll see what the Moistline people have to say this hour on a super holiday getaway day, right, John?
You want to start fighting with her again?
No. No. Okay, I will not bring up any statistics, but we do have two rounds of the Moistline this hour like we do every Friday at 3:20 and at the end of the show around 3:50. We got some good news for you. We believe so, and that's certainly the opinion of our guest coming on, State Senator Shannon Grove. She's a Republican from Bakersfield. And she is the author of Senate Bill 14, which has taken a long, difficult road to finally meet one of the last stages, which will be a full vote by the Assembly coming up sometime before the legislature adjourns for the year on September 14th. This bill today got through the State Assembly Appropriations Committee. As you know, a few months ago, we covered it trying to get through the Public Safety Committee, which was quite a journey. And what it does is it goes after child sex traffickers.
That's right. And stronger prison terms for people who sell children for sex.
A serious felony. And the word serious is key because that will lead to stronger penalties. So let's bring her on the air and discuss what happened today. There apparently were some minor amendments, it's being called.
Shannon, welcome. How are you?
Hey, I'm good, guys. It's really a good day. So thank you for covering this again. But I'm pleasantly surprised, and that's a good thing.
You're happy with the bill in its current form? There were a few amendments, but you like what you see.
Yeah, there were a few amendments. Nothing that even affected the idea that we couldn't put sex traffickers behind bars, especially repeat offenders, and allow a strike to take place. First time it's been amended, this code section, in over 13 years. And I mean, there were minor amendments. They took out some stuff that talked about the fastest growing industry and enterprise. It's a $150 billion industry. They struck that.
Was that offensive?
Just the state. You were just stating that it's $150
billion.
Billion dollars? Really?
Child sex trafficking.
Child sex trafficking is a $150 billion industry in this country?
A global industry.
Global industry. Okay. Wow. And they don't want to hear it. They don't want that on the record, huh?
Well, they didn't want it in there. And then they put some data in there, was from 2013, which is 10 years old, which is fine. It just says, according to the 2013 Department of Justice, examining race and sex trafficking victims are 40.4% Black, 23.9% were Hispanic, and 4.3% were Asian. So they put that in there, which is fine. So all the amendments, and then the amendment that they added on the, you know, protecting victims, that was already in statute. It was already in current statute, and they expanded the definition a little bit to identify, you know, it basically says that if you're a human trafficking, you know, victim, you can't be accused as a human trafficking trafficker if you've done it under force, coercion, duress, those kinds of things, which is nothing. The language we had in there was good enough to get out of the Senate. I wasn't going to give anybody any excuse not to vote for this bill. It said the same thing that's already in statute, just in a different way. And so we're good.
You know this better than anyone. This is a dramatic turnaround. Something like this hasn't happened in a long time, to have a tougher crime bill hit a brick wall, and then in a short time, you're getting it passed.
You guys did that. I mean, the media did that. If the media had not engaged and let Californians know what was happening in this building, this would have never happened. So I just applaud you guys covering this. You know, all the other media outlets that we interviewed earlier with today, there were a couple of lead ones that did a great, everybody did a great job. A couple of lead ones that took the bull by the horns and was like, hey, wait a minute. Can you believe they killed a bill that says sex trafficking? And then the social media influencers got on board. They let people know what was happening in this building. That's a very rare occasion.
Well, so you are confident it's going to pass the assembly?
I am. I have a lot of hope it will pass the assembly. I have 46 co-authors, which is over 50% of the assembly body.
All right. You would think that these amendments won't bother them enough. They'll vote for this, right?
And Newsom has already made it clear that he wants this to be law.
Well, he engaged in it, and, you know, the attorney general has said he wants it to be law, too. He says that, you know, that was, he campaigned on it. Not much sense, but, you know, he did campaign on it. And so Newsom says that he, you know, he engaged back when it failed public safety. And so I don't anticipate a lot of problems, but you never know, because it's the state of California. So we're still staying vigilant.
I think normal people listening really don't understand that if you had more than half of the assembly as co-authors or co-sponsors, how this possibly could get bogged down in a committee. You had overwhelming number of Democrats, obviously most of the Republicans, and the governor behind it, and it still got stopped for a time in there. And it really makes a normal person go, what the hell is this system? I mean, if you can't just have basic democracy where most votes wins, here most votes were losing for quite a while.
But it all started in the public safety committee, where you have the chair, Reggie Jones-Sawyer, that, you know, when I said, hey, sir, I'd like to talk to you about SB 14, he goes, I'm not talking to anybody about enhancements. You know, so you have somebody in charge of the public safety department that doesn't want to do anything on enhancements. And these good bills like this go to die in that public safety committee. And when you look at what's ravaging the neighborhood, smash and grabs, all these things that are happening in our state, you know, there have been solutions brought forth, but the public safety committee is where they go to die.
Practically speaking, now that it is a, well, not yet, but it will be hopefully soon, a serious felony. Talk about, you know, how much that will do in terms of the punishment for child sex traffickers, what difference it would make.
So it focuses on repeat offenders. And if you get caught selling children for sex, it will be a strike. And that means that your sentences, if you do it again, can double. And if you have three strikes, you can go to prison for 25 to life.
And will that be rock solid, or there will be these old prisoner credits and everything else that could reduce the time?
Well, I mean, the governor could always pardon people, or there's things that could happen, but that would be, you know, hopefully very far and few between. And I believe that, you know, that was a horrible example, because I don't think he would pardon people that were convicted on a third strike, particularly for this subject matter. But
well, yeah, I never know when you have people from the Manson family getting out early.
Yeah, that was something that happened a few weeks ago. But back to the subject, there is a chance. Is there a chance that something bizarre would happen? Yes. But for the majority of these perpetrators, if you are a repeat offender, you will eventually have three strikes and be serving 25 years to life. That's the goal of this bill.
Right. How long
being sentenced to 12 and get out in four.
And how long did you, how much time since this bill was first drafted by you? I'm just kind of curious.
Almost 3 years.
Oh, jeez.
3 years?
Yeah, 2.5.
2.5 years. Wow. We wish you well on the last journey here through the assembly.
How do you have the patience for this job?
Every day you look at the stories. You know, when we research this bill, and it made me grotesque, but you can never unsee the things that we've seen. You can never unhear the stories that you heard about what happened to women. Wow. That worked with us on this bill. And so every day we get up and fight for those women that needed a voice to have them fight for.
Well, terrific work. And when it finally passes and it's signed, we want to have you back on again.
You guys are awesome. Thanks for highlighting it.
All right.
All right. State Senator Shannon Grove, Republican from Bakersfield, thanks for coming on.
Thank you.
All right. And we should point out again that the victims of this child sex trafficking are often people of color. That gets so forgotten because the other side's like, well, we're imprisoning too many people of color.
No, but this is what the thing is. Reggie Jones-Sawyer, who single-handedly blocked this bill for quite some time, is trying to keep more Black and Hispanic men primarily out of prison, except it's Black and Hispanic children, especially girls, who are the victims. They're the ones being sold for sex. Right. In a lot of these sex trafficking rings, especially immigrant girls.
Right.
So it shows you what a cult this all is, because nothing they say or do makes any sense. It isn't rational at all. It doesn't line up with the facts. It's just crazy stuff.
All right. When we return, we'll welcome back the Moistline people on this Friday. We'll see what they have to say, leaving their messages. And then, of course, after the news at 3:30, we'll talk to a resident of Porter Ranch. The disappointing news that came down yesterday afternoon that the Aliso Canyon gas fields, the natural gas that's stored there, is not going to be shut down. It's going to actually increase capacity. Quite the opposite. John and Ken, KFI AM 640, live everywhere, iHeartRadio app.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
I don't think they need a
Friday.
Yeah. I was going to say Friday.
Yeah. Some day, like National Hot Dog Day or something.
I think it was 11 o'clock.
Yeah.
Shannon did bake a cake today. It was very good.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
John didn't get any cake.
I didn't get the cake. Well, I'm happy with the champagne.
Okay, yeah. All right. Well, like we do Fridays, most of the time at this time, it is time for the Moistline callers. Leave your messages using the iHeartRadio app. The microphone icon is a way to connect directly to the Moistline. You can always call the toll-free number, 1-877-MOIST-86.
Hey, this is John.
And this is Ken.
We're so excited to hear from you. It's about time.
You're advertising that they're going to put bait cars in San Francisco. Thanks for telling all the thieves.
I keep hearing all this stuff about the Employee Retention Act, where employers can get $26,000 per employee. Not always, but what about the employees? What about the guys that went to work every day, didn't miss a half an hour because of COVID? The bosses continue to do exactly what they got to do, make money. It's ridiculous, Employee Retention Act. How about Employee State Working Act?
Hey, to all you riders who are complaining about going broke, go get another job. If you don't like your job, get another job. If it's not paying what you want, get another job. Hey, your union leaders are still getting paid.
How about Karen Bass Gaff?
Good compromise here. On the mayor, we still call her Bassetti when she screws up and messes up the things involving the city. We call her Bascone when she gets involved with criminal aspects of things that people are doing and not getting criticized for. So there's two ways we can approach it. No one loses.
So will City Council member Mark Thomas be out in 10 minutes for good behavior and get a super high-paying job as a consultant at UCLA or USC or whatever?
I love you guys, but to ask who talks about wellness, everybody, even men. I work in the industry, and my studio is flooded with men doing cold plunging, breath work, yoga, all the things that make them healthy. So
oh,
you
nice.
Sound like old goats.
I grew up in the South Bay.
I don't want to meet those guys.
The Del Amo Mall was where we all met to hang out and have a really good time. The arcade was awesome. Stupid kids today.
You guys should be nice to Deborah Mark. She's a nice girl. It's not her fault that she's a vegetarian maniac.
Now that Mark Ridley Thomas has been convicted, you know, people need to realize that he chaired the city's Homeless and Poverty Committee, which engaged them in many, many deals throughout the city. That included real estate transactions. It sounds like corruption to me.
The only wellness I am concerned with is how my steak
is cooked.
Although I am glad that Ridley Thomas is getting some jail time, I wish that everybody else in Trump's group would get the same treatment.
Oh, come on. Train cars? For what? So we think you're doing your stupid job? Give up the high-speed rail.
Why should these vagrants be allowed to have pets in the first place? Just don't allow the vagrants in the hotels to bring their pets in and the problem's solved. It should be a crime to be homeless and have a pet. If you can't care for yourself, how can you care for a pet? Right, Deborah Mark?
I think Elon Musk will land on Mars before you guys get a high-speed rail.
In Texas, add an additional 5 minutes to everyone in the checkout line ahead of you because everybody has to stop and talk. But if there's elderly people in front of you, figure an additional 10 to 15 minutes.
Don't forget about the wonderful Delta smelt that we wash all that clean, nice water out into the ocean.
I don't think that it is physically possible to add more water to the planet or remove more water from the planet. Therefore, we'll never technically be in a drought. The water is always somewhere, whether it's here or over there. It's all the same water.
We lose more water through seepage than everybody uses combined. So if we all just shut off our tap water and just didn't bathe or drink or wash dishes or anything, we would still lose the same amount of water. It's the infrastructure seepage is the problem.
As someone who actually works for a water agency, that we're up against a lot of bull from the state government and our favorite Gavin Newsom. There was a whole project to bring more water down through two tunnels, and he, with a flick of a pen, said, nope, make it one.
Hey, Gavin Newsom, Wikipedia says he pitched at Santa Clara. I was on that baseball team, never heard of him. Didn't pitch at Santa Clara, not when I was there. And I checked with my friends that were before and after that, never heard of him.
It's normal to have voices in your head. I always have a voice in my head.
Thank you for leaving your message. Please hang up.
Well, that's the podcast story, yeah. People listen to podcasts 24/7. There's always a voice in their head.
So I offended the wellness lady.
Yeah, Mark Ridley Thomas is a wellness center named after him, and I guess that's how that came up.
What is breath work? There are guys showing up to do breath
work? It shows up on my watch. It tells me every now and then that I should do some breathing exercises.
You have to be reminded to breathe?
Wait.
Well, it's a very specific type of breathing, Eric. You do it very slowly and deeply.
Oh, so you do this?
No, I don't do it. I ignore it. I have not figured out how to turn it off. But
you have a wellness watch?
No, it's an Apple Watch, but it has these little things on it, and I haven't figured out how to shut that one off.
Oh, my God.
I used to get a little thing that told me I reached my goal for the day, but I turned that off.
Oh, my God. I'd shoot my watch. What a man.
Well, then your hand might be damaged.
It could be.
All right. When we come back, we're going to talk about Porter Ranch and the Aliso Canyon gas fields. Rather than being shut down after that big, horrible natural gas leak, the largest in history back in 2015, Citizens Air said, close this thing. Well, the decision was made yesterday to actually add capacity to it. We'll also be back with the rest of the Moist Line callers at the end of the hour. John and Ken, KFI AM 640, live everywhere, iHeartRadio app.
And she yawned through your entire promo.
Shh.
A big one.
John, Ken's already mad at me.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.
Are you spending more time in your basement now that it's your rec room, office, kids' playroom, or home gym? Well, you need to ventilate those spaces to remove stagnant, musty air. For over 20 years, the Easy Breathe ventilation system exchanges dirty, damp air for cleaner, drier, healthier air. Take charge of your indoor air with your own Easy Breathe ventilation system. You can get it installed, or DIY kits are available. Just call 866-822-7328 or visit takechargeofyourair.com and receive 20% off today.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
On the radio 1 to 4 after 4 iHeart app, John and Ken on demand podcast.
Well, if you're anything of like a longtime listener to the John and Ken show, 8 years ago, the big story was the Aliso Canyon gas leak. In fact, we took the show up there to talk to residents about it. It wasn't capped until mid-February of the next year. 100,000 tons of methane and other substances released into the atmosphere, a total of 118 days. This led people in the community to demand that this storage facility be shut down. Of course, it's owned and run by SoCalGas, a division of Sempra. And at the time, Jerry Brown seemed to indicate, yeah, maybe we should do that. And then Gavin Newsom became governor in 2019 and said, yeah, he supports maybe shutting down that storage facility. Well, word came down yesterday from the California Public Utilities Commission, which was quite the opposite. They approved an increase in storage capacity at Aliso Canyon Natural Gas Storage Facility near Porter Ranch. We're going to talk to Matt Pacucco now with Save Porter Ranch, who was on our show many times back then, and he and many others in his group trying to shut this thing down. Can't be too happy with this news.
Matt, welcome. Again, we haven't talked to you in a while. Did Gavin Newsom outright lie to your community?
Gavin Newsom, we have a new hashtag for him. He's a climate liar.
Liar, yeah.
What did he say he was going to do?
He said it has to actually go faster than what Jerry Brown said. It needs to be expedited and shut down. And now his comments after this is, oh, I agree with the CPUC. He's completely flipped.
And everybody on the California Public Utilities Commission is appointed by Newsom. So those are his five votes.
Yeah.
All right.
Those are his stooges.
So the old cap was $41 billion. Now it's $68.5 billion.
Correct. Yeah, that his guys and girls had a secret meeting on Monday. It's legal. But what goes on in that meeting at the head of this vote? Who was at that meeting? What did they discuss? We don't know. But you'll notice after that, the online public comments about this and all the call-in people on yesterday's call, there were nobody supporting Keep It Open. Why is that? There's always business associations, Western States Petroleum, utility workers always calling in on this specific issue saying they want it bigger, they want it more, but nobody called because that fix was in and they knew it. And Sempra and SoCalGas did not put out the words that our people to call in.
Is it time that people just move out of the Porter Ranch area?
Many have. Many are long gone, and they immediately say how great it is, how their health improves.
Yeah, I was going to say there's been some long-term effects from this, hasn't there?
Oh, we hear about cancer all the time. The more of it. All sorts of stuff. This gift keeps on giving. Yeah.
Yeah, because, I mean, it's at the time of the leak, which was October 2015, it was 100,000 tons of methane and other chemicals that got released over 100.
It was the largest that ever happened, right?
Yeah, in the U.S. That is an awful lot of poison that everybody inhaled.
Yeah, and the methane is not even the problem. It's all the other stuff. AQMD, latest data, says that all those chemicals are going up over the last few years, and they had supposedly overhauled that place. But those chemicals are going up, including benzene. So, no, that place is going downhill. It's not, hasn't been fixed. And all those chemicals were found in all the hair tests, urine tests, blood tests, CBC tests that were done after the blowout, even a couple of years after the blowout. All those same chemicals that AQMD says is still coming out were in everybody's tests. So
is there any way to have that much natural gas being stored without it emitting all these toxic pollutants? Is this a natural byproduct of having a huge natural gas storage area underground?
Well, it's just a natural rock formation, so it just comes out by itself to a large degree. And when they pump up the pressure, it just leaks more. And SoCalGas, again, AQMD, has many violations open against SoCalGas for their equipment leaking that have not been fixed, and some of them not fixed in years.
What do you think the real reason is for Newsom's turnaround on this? Is it because natural gas is just too important to make sure the lights stay on?
He wants to run for president. He doesn't want to be the guy that spiked the gas bills. Here's the funny thing about this gas bill spike BS everyone's afraid of. Back in the early part of this year, everyone's gas bills went up. And that is because they did not use the facility the way it's supposed to be used to mitigate those spikes. Now, you can watch a California Assembly Committee video where they were asked, why did you use the expensive open market gas and not use the Aliso gas? And they didn't. And that their answer was, this will blow your mind, I guess in hindsight, we would have, could have, should have. So they spiked those prices knowingly on purpose, setting us up for this moment so they could expand that place.
Hmm.
Well, I mean, he can't run for president if he has blackouts. And you have to burn the natural gas because the wind and solar is somewhat of a bust. It just doesn't produce enough reliable energy at a low enough price. So,
but the place was sitting there usable, and they didn't use it. And now in their petition that they just got passed to use the place more, there is no guarantee. You read the thing. There is zero guarantee that it will keep the prices down. It said it could keep the prices. It might keep the prices down. It will help. There's no guarantee. And also in their petition, they sell storage space to anybody, including gas marketers. It means people can be selling this gas, storing it here, selling it, turning it to LNG, selling it to Ukraine. Yet we have to pay the price.
All right, Matt. Well, we're sorry this didn't work out for are you going to stay in Porter Ranch?
We're looking for the first way out that we can get. It's tough.
You put up the fight for 8 years. I mean, I guess no legal lawsuit went anywhere, huh?
No, that lawsuit, everyone got hosed. We got hosed.
Yeah.
It was like, everyone said, $1.8 billion. Do the math. Go do your high school, grade school math. $1.8 billion into 36,000 people comes out around 50 grand and change, minus 30% of legal fees, minus 7% of fees off the top of costs, minus all the liens, which are off the charts. And you got, we didn't get like a few months of out of pocket expense covered.
All right. Thanks for talking to us once again. We appreciate it.
And thank you guys for covering this.
Hi, that's Matt Pecucco with Save Porter Ranch and the disappointing news that the Aliso Canyon gas fields will actually be getting more capacity. They'll be able to store more natural gas there rather than shutting it down. Moistline is next. John and Ken, KFI AM 640, live everywhere, iHeartRadio app.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
Yeah, well, we're going to go out the door, but before we do, on Fridays, we like to bring you more of what the listeners have to say through the Moistline. You leave a message using the iHeartRadio app, the microphone icon, or you just call this toll-free number. Leave your message there, 1-877-MOIST-86.
Hey, this is John.
And this is Ken.
We're so excited to hear from you. It's about time.
I listen to KFI all day, and I fall asleep to them, too. So I think it's fine. It's all part of wellness.
The holy grail of those speed cams is the highways. Put them on the overpasses, and if you're going 70 miles an hour, you're going to get a ticket. And they can give everyone a ticket at certain times of day. That's the holy grail.
Hey, guys. It's me again.
You again.
I got lonely again. I don't know what to do.
might just go for a walk, I guess.
When I'm not working, I ride my bike wherever I have to go for an errand, for exercise. Don't make me come down to your neighborhood and ride around my bike endlessly in your neighborhood.
Don't.
You won't like it.
Hey, I think Mitch McConnell and Dianne Feinstein have been replaced by AI. They keep freezing.
I live in London, England, and I listen to your podcast religiously. I'm not lonely. I just like John and Ken.
I feel bad for the whole country because the chain of command starting with Biden is really destructive. You go from airhead Biden to Kamala and now Mitch McConnell. All of them are over the hill.
Hey, you knuckleheads. That's the wrong Mark Thompson. He's not taking over CNN.
What's
wrong with you guys?
Oh.
Governor Gruesome is so full of...
What?
I think we should stop the homeless housing in hotels. This is insanity. But let's send them all to Karen Bass's backyard.
Okay, you guys. I'm in San Francisco getting an emergency passport for my son because, again, the state can't do anything right. I'm at the Civic Center, and there's this beautiful park for kids. And there's kids in the playground, and they're laughing and running. And also in that same park are literally five people shooting up.
I was watching the news last night. Do you know that L.A. has a heat officer? They actually have an official that tells
yes,
you
do.
When it's hot outside. Isn't that a joke? Somebody probably making $100,000 a year
with perks
and retirement is going to tell you when it's hot.
Hey, Mayor Bascom, regarding these smash and grabs, stop talking to me about arrests. Start talking to me about prosecutions. Arrests mean nothing, and you know that. Prosecutions matter. Put these
Jail.
People away. Stop peeing down my back and telling me it's raining.
Somebody needs to stand up to the judges and say you can't clear out a homeless encampment. What's going to happen if they just say, tough, we're going to do it, no matter how you vote on it, and say we can? Too bad. What are they going to do?
So Mark Ridley Thomas is convicted of multiple felonies while serving on the Board of Supervisors for Los Angeles County. Is he now collecting retirement from Los Angeles County for his fine service?
It should be obvious now Mitch McConnell is a clone. That's why he was malfunctioning.
Yeah, that's right.
All politicians are lying, stinking. Don't trust those.
Thursday afternoon, I just crossed over Wilshire where San Vicente turns into federal. And right in front of that, I don't know if it's like an Army Reserve or a National Guard post there, but you have five or six RVs parked out there. I think they moved up from Biona Creek.
I really don't understand this homeless hotel idea. They're trying to destroy all the hotels before we have these big world events like World Cup in 26 and the Olympics in 28.
Thank you for leaving your message.
Yes.
Please hang
on. That's
out.
What they're trying to do. They're trying to destroy everything. You're right. I guess Mitch McConnell was revealed to be a robot, artificial intelligence.
Yeah.
Froze up.
They
like your computer screen.
Yeah, they rebooted him.
They did. There's a little thing in the back there that she hit a switch. All right. Well, thank you, Moist Slide people. Leave your messages at 1-877-MOIST-86.
Conway's here.
Hey now. Hey, the Angels are a fun team to watch, huh? With Ohtani out now for the rest of the season, they're going to get nothing for him. They put all their players, talking to Eric, they put all the players they traded for now on waivers.
Is that right?
So it's about another 20 years before that team gets a World Series.
That is like
Series
the worst team. Run team the last 10 years.
You have a baseball glove, right?
Yes.
You can go down there tomorrow and play for them.
I probably got a good chance, yeah.
And then we got Billy Ray's coming on tonight to talk about the strike. Alex Michelson, we'll have him on as well. And then either this is a misprint or the measles are coming to L.A.
Hmm.
The measles.
Yeah.
There's a big, is that a group?
No, there's a... it might be Messi. It might be a soccer thing.
Oh, Lionel
I think
Messi.
That's a misprint.
You need a better staff.
You need somebody to check your...
I got it. And Cook's Corner. Thank God they're open again. You know what? Those guys said, look, you know, it's horrible it happened, but let's get back. You know, that's a place where a lot of people meet, a lot of people hang, and they want to keep it going. I respect that.
Conway coming up.
Big
and then
dog.
Travel. Big travel.
Oh,
I know,
big
I know,
travel
I know
report.
Ken loves the travel reports.
No, it's John.
Johnny!
Johnny loves got it. The news.
He's going to stay and listen to you.
1 foot out the door here.
He's ready to go.
The 24-hour KFI newsroom.
Hey, you've been listening to the John and Ken Show. You can always hear us live on KFI AM 640, 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. every Monday through Friday, and of course, anytime on demand on the iHeartRadio app.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between Lisa and West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is expertly crafted from natural latex, natural wool, and certified safe foams to elevate your sleep sanctuary and support a greener tomorrow. Plus, every purchase helps fuel Lisa's work with shelters and those in need. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Lisa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit lisa.com/iHeart. That's LEESA.com/iHeart.
Are you spending more time in your basement now that it's your rec room, office, kids' playroom, or home gym? Well, you need to ventilate those spaces to remove stagnant, musty air. For over 20 years, the Easy Breathe ventilation system exchanges dirty, damp air for cleaner, drier, healthier air. Take charge of your indoor air with your own Easy Breathe ventilation system. You can get it installed, or DIY kits are available. Just call 866-822-7328 or visit takechargeofyourair.com and receive 20% off today.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency, where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch, so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.